step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast, over 1,000 episodes strong. A daily recap of everything you missed. It's Woody and Jim's Dirty Little Secret.
Okay, Tabitha, go for it.
So I broke my foot in a car accident, and I faked like I couldn't walk just to see this really hot doctor.
Oh, my God.
He's so hot. Oh, my God.
Okay, so you injured your foot, and you went to see a doctor.
Yes.
It got better, but you told him it didn't get better so you could keep seeing him?
Bingo.
Wow. So his bedside manner must have been pretty good.
Oh, God. His everything manner was amazing. He's so hot, let me tell you. So, you know, I got into the car accident about 3 months ago to the point that, you know, I had to have surgery, screws, everything in my foot.
It was awful. So it was actually injured.
It was
bad at first, yeah.
It was. Thank God I'm okay, you know, but it was very bad. But so I've been going to this rehab to relearn how to walk after the intense surgery. But let me tell you, that doctor is so smoking. Like, he's so hot. Anyway, I can't get over it. So, think of Grey's Anatomy times, 150%.
Now, Tabitha.
Dr. McSteamy times 10.
I'm feeling hot and bothered over here.
Dr. McFire.
So, like, I honestly, between you guys and me, like, I was able to walk really quickly, but I completely faked it. Like, I couldn't just to, like, see him.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a little teetery. You might need to just hold me for
a
second.
Can you hold me by my hips, please?
Exactly. Oh, my God. Speaking of hips. Oh, my God, when he touched my hips to teach me how to walk. Oh, my God, I just get so flattered.
Is there an appointment coming up where he has to say, Tabitha, I'm just checking your foot. You don't have to take your clothes off.
Oh, I wish. Oh, my God, I'm just so flustered. So, unfortunately, I've been going to him. Everything was good. So he tells me, I'm taking off for the next 4 days. He had something to do. Man, listen. On his last day, I was just like, oh, look, I can walk again. Like,
it's
magically,
a miracle.
Like,
you're the best doctor ever.
It's a miracle cure.
So I totally quit because I didn't want to deal with his, older counterpart. Like, I'm not good.
I'm sorry you're not hot enough to help me walk.
McRaisin-y.
Oh, wow. So I assume maybe, after the doctor gets back, you might have a quick relapse of some sort?
Oh, you already? Oh, that's such a great idea.
I never thought of that. Yeah. Let's go to, 5th and Broadway later this week, and if you need me to, I can accidentally push you down the stairs.
Yeah.
You need to go back and see the hot doctor.
I retwisted my ankle, and I may need several, therapy sessions.
Excellent. Mm. Great idea. I'm totally
all right.
Oh, my God.
Well, your summer is
so
all
funny.
Set, Tabitha. Good.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Woody. You said you had a dental hygienist that you really liked, so you used to always eat Oreos before you went to go have her clean
your teeth. Before I went to get my teeth cleaned.
Wow. Honestly, I respect you for it.
Yes.
Typically, Dirty Little Secrets, I'm like, you're a little crazy, but I respect it, Tabitha.
You got your eye on the prize. Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We do it every Tuesday. If you have a dirty little secret you'd like to share with the rest of the class, you can get a hold of us through any of the social medias.
Yeah, we'll put you to the front of the line.
Yeah.
100%.
Anybody ever done something like that where the caregiver was so hot that you faked something?
Oh, my God, please reveal.
Yeah, if you got something like that, we'd love to hear from you.
I know. There was a mechanic friend of mine that said that he felt somebody was bringing their car to him and said, "Oh, it was making this noise, but it never was."
Yeah.
Yeah. When he would look at it, but she would keep bringing it back. He suspected there was the reason.
Please bend over my car and look again. I think there's something wrong here.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5 The River. If you're just tuning in moments ago, we had the dirty little secret from Tabitha where she hurt her foot in a car wreck. And it got better, but she kept faking the injury because the doctor was super hot.
The rehab doctor who was trying to help her walk.
I kind of admire that.
Yeah.
There's just something about a man in scrubs, so get it, Tabitha.
It doesn't matter, like, you know, who you're attracted to. There's something, if they put the scrubs on or a certain uniform, like the level of hotness goes up for some people, you know? Yeah.
So we asked if anybody has a similar situation. Tyler is on the line. So what happened?
All right. Back when I was in high school, our local grocery store, I would always go through a certain cashier's line. And even though her line would be full and another line would be open, I'd still wait to go through her line.
It's okay. I'll wait.
Did you flirt with her? Like, what were your pickup lines when you're at the grocery store? Like, I need to know. How did this work?
Just talk to her normal. I mmean, just nothing catchy. Just
a chance to be around her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And wound up marrying her.
Really?
That's so cool.
It worked.
So this could be a good omen for Tabitha and her hot therapy doctor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So wait, who was the first person to give the other person their phone number?
I think I was. Because we went to school together and stuff. So
you kind of knew each other, but you just made sure that you were going to be checked out by her while you were checking her out.
Man. Checking you out of the checkout line.
Exactly.
What was it like when there was nobody at the other line and the person's like, I can help you over here. Did you just play deaf or?
I just played deaf and just ignored.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Hey, you can't argue. It worked.
Yeah, no kidding.
Been married for 10 years now.
Oh, good for you, Tyler. That's awesome.
Congratulations. That's
we appreciate
fantastic.
Your call. You have a good one.
All right, thank you.
Bye, friend.
How would you like to be on an airliner? You're flying, and all of a sudden the pilot says, "Hey, you know what? We're going to race this other plane that's next to us."
I wouldn't love it. I will say that.
It's a story that's going viral. We'll tell you about it coming up about 10 minutes.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the River.
Brought to you by Planet Fitness. Is Bigfoot real, and is he a murderer?
Murder.
There is a Hulu documentary that releases today. It's called Sasquatch. It's about a story about California where supposedly Bigfoot came out of the woods and killed three pot farmers in the 90s.
Oh, my God.
It's probably not ironic that they're releasing it on 420. So
more coincidental than ironic.
I feel like this is going to be a lot like Sharknado. So we'll see.
yeah. I hope it's not like those ghost shows where you never see any ghost.
They just sit in a dark room and go, "Did you hear that?
Yeah, I think it's a ghost.
Oh, my God. I felt something.
There's a ghost."
I'm sorry. I had chili. It was not a ghost.
Zach, what you got?
So apparently the new latest like dating trend is honesty bombing. And basically it's like people are very excited to go back out on dates, but they're ready to be in a relationship. So they're more willing to be upfront and tell them exactly what they're expecting out of a relationship and where they are right now in their life. Because we've been stuck at home for a year and a lot of people haven't been on dates or spoken to people.
Right,
so
people out of the habit.
Yeah, honesty bombing is basically going on your first date and laying out everything on the table of exactly what you're looking for and where you want to be in the relationship.
So it becomes less of a relationship, more of a tax audit.
Yeah.
Well, you put it all on the table.
It sounds very disingenuous to be like, "Hey, this is exactly what I want, what I'm looking for." And like, you're not giving a lot of people a chance because you're like, "Oh, you don't fit the bill. Next."
Here are my requirements. Check yes or no.
Yeah, but it also could be very good to like move the relationship along a little bit quicker if you're on the same page.
Don't want to waste time with people that, you know, aren't looking for a serious relationship.
Yeah. So there's that. Jim, what you got?
The jury has the case and is deliberating in the trial of Derek Chauvin, accused of causing the death of George Floyd while kneeling on his neck during an arrest. America is nervous and waiting for the decision from the sequestered jury.
Zach's got celebrity stuff.
Demi Lovato is in the middle of a fight with a frozen yogurt store in L.A. It's so petty.
But I prefer it if she was actually in a fight with some frozen yogurt, like an inanimate object that she's yelling at.
I'm so mad at you.
Well, it's kind of what she's doing.
Yeah. Kind of. So she's mad at this store in L.A. called The Big Chill because apparently they have like sugar-free and gluten-free items up front as soon as you walk in the store. And she's like, well, with my mental health and my eating disorder, it's just not okay for me to have to walk past all of these items to go get my real frozen yogurt. And so she posted all over Instagram being like, you're in the wrong and the customer's always right. You don't want to mess with me by trying to call them out and be like, yo, you need to get rid of these because people don't need to be walking past these diet foods and these diet items and be felt shameful whenever they walk past diet items.
Learn more about it by logging on to itsallaboutme.com.
Demi, you're exhausting. As a person who's been like very close to people with eating disorders, I get it. I understand there are triggers, but you are insane on this one right here.
Yeah.
Like the world does not revolve around you. You walked into that store.
Like you can't walk down Broadway, walk into a honky tonk and say, I don't drink. How dare you sell alcohol in front of me?
Right. Yeah. And it's like they responded with, well, we sell the same thing that they sell at Whole Foods. And people with diabetes need sugar-free.
Yeah.
People with gluten intolerance need
like
gluten-free.
That?
Like,
so shut up, Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
It's not all about you.
She kind of apologized. She said, I definitely jumped to some conclusions. I'm a human and
think?
I talk about my struggles. My intuition said speak up. What I don't feel good about is some of the way that it's been interpreted and how the message got misconstrued. And I'm like, no one misconstrued the message that you literally wrote word for word.
You
it's sunny
very
with a
clear.
Chance of narcissism.
Yeah.
You were very clear. How about you have some kind of app that delays what you're going to tweet or send out in a rage for like 15 hours, and then you settle down and
so
realize
about it.
That was an insane rant. Mm-hmm. I should probably back off and then delete it.
Yeah.
And then it never goes out, and you don't have to keep doing this over and over.
Yeah.
So sorry.
There's that. I'll give you an update if we ever get one.
Oh,
also,
please.
BTS has teamed up with McDonald's. So, you know, first McDonald's teamed up with Travis Scott to sell like the Travis Scott meal that had Quarter Pounders. And they sold out so quickly of Quarter Pounders.
It was so successful.
Yeah. So now they've teamed up with BTS to release like a BTS meal that has a bunch of chicken nuggets along with like French fries, a medium drink, and sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauces.
Yes.
Which sounds delicious.
Those are part of the sauces they offer in South Korea.
Yeah.
At McDonald's. So
and I know Nashville and a lot of like River listeners are part of the BTS army. So this is going to be wild in Nashville.
Did they ask Demi Lovato if it was okay?
Yeah. Demi Lovato has a poultry allergy. How dare you sell chicken in front of me?
Oh my God. Just shut up.
If
you want to see more details on the BTS and McDonald's collab, you can like the River on Facebook and check it out right there.
We got out last night, and Ricky Sanchez, the new cast member of the show, is going to be joining us officially in the studio on Monday. But she came into town. We've done a lot of stuff on Zoom with her, but this first time in real life meeting her. We went out to dinner last night.
We finally met in real life.
Yeah.
And
we had a good time.
She had her mom and her mom's husband help drive down her stuff so she could move here. And we said, well, let's all go out. Like, bring your mom and her husband to, you know, the Hopsmith.
Yeah.
And we said, let's just do this. Let's have dinner and, you know, and have a good time. And
yeah.
Oh, man, did we have a very good time.
They're so fun. I'm so excited for her to be part of the show because she's just – you guys are going to love her. The way that, like, the Nashville community has embraced us and, like, just loved us and let us love you back, like, you're going to love Ricky.
She's a blast.
Yeah.
Now, she did get a little overshadowed by her mom last night.
Her mom, you could tell, probably doesn't go out much or hasn't gone out for a while.
She was
making up for lost time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I mean, and kind of like a lot of people, she maybe hasn't gone out in maybe a little over a year.
Oh, yeah.
She let loose and had a good time. Now, her name is Donna, and she has a reputation aboard like cruise ships and tourist destinations to break out into God Bless America, singing all by herself.
Literally standing up at the table all by herself in the middle of wherever she is just to sing God Bless America.
I think it's wonderful that she can have a spontaneous patriotic moment like that.
I know. So we were egging her on to do it. But,
come on, do it.
You know, Woody has a long drive home, and, you know, Zach, you live downtown, so you're used to going out a little. It was a school night for me.
Yeah, we get up super early in the morning, so it's hard to stay out late.
We left at a reasonable hour. You guys stayed out to about a half hour ago. And
we literally were, like, at Losers in Midtown until, like, 1 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Now, tell me, when the live music started, Ricky, our new cast member, her mom, Donna, went to the stage... was drawn there by something almost like what we just joked about.
Yeah, so Ricky and I were just like sitting there talking, and we could not find her mom anywhere. Thought she went to the restaurant. She went to the restroom.
Yeah.
And we found her at the very front of the stage because the performer was singing the Star Spangled Banner. And so Donna decided that she was going to be...
This is my moment.
It's her time to shine.
This is my moment.
We walked out there, and she was like in the front of everybody that was in the entire restaurant and was just like singing the Star Spangled Banner at the top of her lungs. Like, was so proud, like it was a Donna concert at Bridgestone Arena.
That's fantastic.
And then it got better.
And while Ricky was, like, you know, drinking a White Claw and rolling her eyes going, Mom, you're embarrassing me.
It was such one of those moments. And then you told us that, like, at one point, instead of, like, yelling out songs that she wanted to hear, she just started chanting her own name.
She literally started chanting, Donna, Donna, Donna. And then she got the entire crowd to start chanting, Donna, Donna.
See, this is a good tip for anybody. If you want anybody to chant your name, just start it yourself.
Exactly. Be it's your like, own hype man if you have to.
It's like
be.
Somebody who wants to start a wave at the Nissan Stadium and nobody's participating, but all of a sudden they're just doing it, and then everybody finally joins in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Donna's amazing. She just like put DJ Khaled out of work. She's like her own hype person.
The ultimate hype man.
That is amazing.
We got the best Donnas.
Another one. So I take it she has embraced Nashville almost more than her daughter.
She absolutely has. And she's been like trying to convince Ricky to let her move here with her and like live in her apartment or the apartment right next to where Ricky is staying.
And Ricky quickly changes the subject every time. Yeah.
She's like, no, you need to go. You need to go home.
I can't miss you if you don't leave.
Yeah. There's some videos that we took last night that I'm going to reshare on Instagram at 107.5 The River. If you follow us and you want to see like Donna in her prime, go ahead and follow us there. Well, it's amazing.
And occasionally, when you know the camera just makes a mistake, you'll actually see Ricky who's going to join the show.
Yes. Spawn of Donna, Ricky will be joining the show on Monday.
Yeah.
Right now, let's play Gender Wars.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender wars.
All right, representing the men in the audience, full of testosterone and fun, we have Jeff in Hermitage. Hey there, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good luck to you. For the guys, or actually for the ladies, we have Rachel in Ashland City, and you have your son with you. Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
Who do you got with you?
This is Bentley.
Hi, Bentley.
Bentley, how old are you?
Seven.
Good morning.
All right. Okay.
Glad to have you on as a helper for mom.
It's a family affair.
Okay. Let's do a get acquainted question. Let's start with you, Rachel. Tell us something weird we'd find in your car, like maybe, you know, on the floor or in the glove compartment.
I'm going to go with a disposable razor. You always miss those hairs around your ankle at the most inopportune time. And
you shave your ankles while driving?
Well, you know,
Rachel,
you get out at the gas station and you feel a little breeze on your ankle.
What if you cut yourself on the road? I'm worried about you.
No, you're multitasking. You're pumping your gas and you're shaving the legs at the same time.
I
admire
that.
Your time management, Rachel.
It's amazing. Don't change. Jeff, what about you? What weird thing would we maybe find on the floor of your car?
A stack of fast food gift cards with only a
buck or so left on each one.
Uh-huh. Right. Oh, each yeah. one's kind of useless. Yeah. yeah
this one still has 28 cents on it. I'll save this one. yeah. That's great.
All right. Let's get the game going. You each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, don't know the answer, and don't think your opponent does either. You can use the screw.
Here we go. Multiple choice, Rachel. Is Minwax something you'd use on your car, your shoes, or your furniture?
Car.
No.
Minwax is for your furniture.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you could wax your legs with them while you're pumping gas.
Nice and shiny legs.
But that is not the intended purpose.
Yeah.
Okay. 0-0. Jeff could take a lead.
All right, Jeff. Is Girl Meets Farm a show on the Food Network, Nickelodeon, or the History Channel?
Food Network.
Food Network is right.
Okay. Early lead for the boys.
Okay, Rachel. Lightning's Locker Room is a bookstore on what local college campus?
Lightning's Locker Room?
Lightning's Locker Room. Or Rocker Loom.
I'm going to go with MTSU.
You are correct. Ma'am. There you go. Nice job.
Even though it was never said correctly.
Yeah, you understood the question better than I did, so that's good. Bonus points.
Aren't you all from that area?
Yeah.
Yeah, I live in Murfreesboro.
Woody lives nearby. Yeah. Zach has lived just about everywhere.
Yeah, I stand out in front of the Lightning's Locker Room and yell at strangers all the time.
Lightning's Locker Room!
Okay, but anyway, back to the game. Jeff, you could retake the lead if you get this right.
Okay, Jeff, you buy some Pink Ladies. What are those?
Apples.
Yes,
sir.
Okay, it is 2-1 lead for Jeff going into the final set of questions, which means Rachel and Bentley, your helper, have to get this one right.
Yeah, both of you still have your screws left. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence have starred in how many Bad Boys movies?
Oh, I'm going to have to screw him because I kind of thought Pink Ladies were razors.
You and your razor.
Well, you know, you're right. There are Pink Lady razors, aren't they?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just trying to give you self-confidence. All right, Jeff. The question goes to you because she's used the screw.
Jeff, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence have starred in how many Bad Boys action movies?
Two.
No. They've done three.
Good use of the screw, Rachel. You've tied it up. But now Jeff could win it if he gets this last one right.
It comes down to the end.
Jeff, the Cheerios were the McKinley High School cheerleaders on what Fox TV series?
Screw.
Okay. Rachel, you could win it with a correct answer here, or he wins it.
Rachel, the Cheerios were the McKinley High School cheerleaders on what Fox TV series?
I'm going with Glee.
Glee is right. Yeah, and look at Rachel and Bentley, a come-from-behind victory. Wow. Woo-hoo. Nice game, and we learned so much from both of you.
I know. Gosh, you guys were awesome. The games keep getting better and better this week. I can't wait till like Friday gets around. Your prize for Gender Wars is a $50 Sephora gift card to celebrate the new store opening at The Avenue in Murfreesboro. Where it's not far from the locker room.
The Lightning's Rocker
the
Room.
The Rocker Locker Room. Yes, exactly.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Here's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River. One person making a big difference. A guy named Kenneth Smith, homeless in Fort Worth, Texas, was kind of sitting in a chair, kind of hungry and half asleep outside of a Outback Steakhouse. A woman leaving the restaurant asked if he was okay. Kenneth says she asked me if I was all right, and I said, no, I'm sorry, I'm not okay at this time.
Aww.
And so she gave him a $100 gift card to go inside and get something to eat.
Wow.
While he's sitting at the booth, the manager named Laura of the Outback Steakhouse comes over and says, I don't want you to ever have to go without, you know, food again. I want you to have somewhere to get a hot meal, so here's my business card. Bring it anytime.
Shut up. Wow. That makes me want to cry.
And then it gets even better as she said, you know what? We could use a busboy. So gave him a job as a busboy. Also, I guess they were trying to find him a place to live. They went on some sort of a Fort Worth Foodies Facebook page and mentioned him. People made donations. He had a stay in an extended stay hotel. They made donations several thousand dollars to get him some clothing, kitchen items, groceries, a bike, that kind of stuff like that. So it's really set him on a different path.
And it changed. All
started with one person saying, hey, are you okay? And if you're not, here's a gift card to get some food. And
yeah.
then it kind of just went on from there.
That's which what is really we often sweet. Talk about.
Like yeah.
The happy things that we talk about on the show quite often happen because somebody has their eyes open
yeah.
to somebody that maybe the rest of us don't see.
Somebody yeah. saw something and did something about it.
Yeah.
That's very cool. That's very sweet. That's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River. A week from Sunday, it's May 2nd, we're going to be at Tailgate for Woody and Jim's spring games.
Tailgate Brewery in West Nashville, brought to you by T-Mobile. This is kind of, I feel like the entire world has been held hostage in an underground bunker.
Yes.
And we're coming out to see the sunlight.
We can smell freedom.
Have fun together. Tailgate Brewery's got a huge area where we can all be safe and socially distant.
And hang out outside.
Have a good time. We've got games of cornhole lined up. It's totally like you don't have to sign up or anything. Just show up.
Yeah.
Bring your dog. We're
very casual.
Giant Jenga games.
Yeah, giant Jenga.
And Tailgate has the best pizza. So you can literally sit at the picnic table, eat pizza, hang out, and like see humans again.
So, and there'll also be Woody and Jim Show inspired beers that they'll have there.
Yeah.
I know.
Hopefully they will not taste like disappointment.
That was so sad.
The drink our parents have been drinking ever since
That's
we started this career.
I drink in your disappointment, yeah. son. Is
so
what
it starts
me.
At 1 o'clock on yeah. Sunday at the headquarters in West Nashville yeah. at Tailgate Brewery.
That's not this Sunday, but a week from Sunday on the yeah. 2nd of May.
May
so 2nd. Very cool.
Can't wait. Let's all get together and just let's just show how we're vaccinated.
Yay!
We're fun. We're lively. It's a fun day Sunday.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the River.
Brought to you by Planet Fitness. If you want to look ripped, but then blatant false advertising, there is a new silicone bodysuit men can buy. It's all over eBay right now.
eBay?
Makes you look jacked. It makes you look like you have big arms, pecs, abs.
I'm
super
here
real.
For it.
It's like you took the serum that Captain America took and all of a sudden you're ripped.
Yeah.
So you look like The Rock until they take it off later and you terribly disappoint someone.
Then you look like a bowl of pudding.
if you want to see what it looks like, it actually looks pretty realistic.
It does.
Especially from a distance.
Yeah, just don't touch it.
Where can you see it?
You go to 107.5 The River. It's on our Instagram story. You can see what it looks like. And you can fool your friends and have fun. Zach.
So finally, concerts are starting to come back to Nashville between Bridgestone Arena and Nissan Stadium and Ascend Amphitheater. We've got like really great venues, including the Ryman. And there's a bunch of concerts that have already announced for 2021. So some of the people that are coming to Nashville are Alicia Keys, John Legend, Brad Paisley, Luke Bryan, Justin Bieber, The Weeknd. There's a whole bunch of other ones, including like Amy Grant, Clint Black. There's like a lot of like iconic country artists that are coming as well.
We're going to be overrun with concerts. That's cool.
I cannot wait. So if you want to see the entire list, you can follow us on Twitter. It's at 107.5 The River. I posted it up there. Jim, what do you have?
Apple's got their Spring Loaded event today, scheduled to kick off at noon our time. And some of the experts say that we should expect to see some brand new high-end iPad Pros, which I know, Zach, you're in the market for. And one of their other things actually isn't something that calls anybody or uses the internet. It's AirTag trackers. Is because if you've ever seen those tiles that you would put on your keychain,
that way,
so in case you lose
your
keys,
your phone can find it. Yeah,
these are a product that would actually use like the Apple existing Find My App, you know, thing where you could stick these to your keys or your key, you know, whatever that you keep losing, and it would use that same technology to track it down and find missing objects.
Okay.
So just some of the stuff that they're expecting today.
Zach's got celebrity stuff.
First of all, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Yes.
Apparently, Kim Kardashian is now the most eligible billionaire bachelorette on the market. And people are like lining up trying to go on dates with her that like people are so desperate and thirsty. They're like reaching out through mutual friends to try and get a date with Kim Kardashian. Everyone from like royal family members to A-list actors and athletes and billionaire CEOs.
Royal family members like who?
They didn't say specifically, but they're saying like royal family members.
I don't think it was
members.
Prince Charles.
I hope it wasn't Prince Harry. Wouldn't that be awkward? I guess people also like sit lining up in her DMs trying to go out on a date with her. Yeah. And she's like actually considering these people by being like, I'm actually looking for someone who values family, is supportive, fun, super romantic, and very hardworking. While Kanye West on the other end has been like, yeah, I'm looking for someone that's also an artist so that we can speak the same language. But also remember that I am the greatest artist of all yes. time to ever breathe this air.
If you, also believe I'm the greatest person in the history of everyone, then we could have a relationship.
I'm looking forward to meeting somebody who loves me and believes they're inferior to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their divorce is not even final yet. So I am interested to see like who the first person that they're in a serious relationship with is after the divorce is finalized. So
does it feel like a race?
I feel like it does.
Who can get the first, you know, really good, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend out of this thing first?
Really good boyfriend, girlfriend. Remember that time Kim Kardashian was married for 72 days?
Oh, yeah. To Chris Humphries.
Yes.
Is Ray J still around?
Oh, my God.
Because
Woody.
He was the one that got her start.
Don't even go there. In other news, Matthew McConaughey, everybody's been talking about him potentially being the governor of Texas. So he actually teaches at a university in Texas.
Does he really?
Yeah.
He does. He's recently written a book. I've been watching some long form YouTube videos, and he's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not as smart as he thinks he is, but he's smart.
I don't know.
He's just a little self-involved, I think, a little actor-y.
He's a little weird and, you know, folksy.
But I like him.
Yeah. But I guess they actually did a poll of like 1,000 Texas residents, and he won this preliminary presidential campaign for 1,000 people, 70% over the current governor, which is Greg Abbott. So that would be super fun to see him as the governor.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really affect
us. Right now,
us
their governor's not very
there.
Popular. So I think, like, you know, it's wide open for somebody to come
in. I think basically anybody that runs would do better than the current governor.
His campaign commercial would be like those Lincoln commercials he did where he just says weird things and drives.
Yeah. That would be so weird.
His fish is out of the back of his Lincoln.
Out of his Lincoln. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to and recommending the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Listen to Woody and Jim in real time every weekday morning on 107.5 The River, Nashville, or live on the iHeartRadio app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.